Good morning from Awif.ai, the podcast that gives you only what's important to hear in AI and tech world. Stability AI has released Stable Audio 2.0, allowing users to create full-length songs using AI music generation. This has sparked controversy among musicians concerned about creativity and fair compensation. The integration of generative AI in music creation raises ethical concerns and potential implications on artists' livelihoods. Google may offer premium search features powered by AI as a paid service, while Israel has reportedly used AI in air and missile strikes. Opera now allows users to download and run language models locally. OpenAI has introduced new editing tools for DALL-E and ChatGPT, while Cohere has unveiled its Command R Plus model optimized for RAG. In response, OpenAI has released fine-tuning tools for GPT models for business customers. True Media has released free tools for identifying fake media to combat AI-generated content online. Israel reportedly used an AI-based system called Lavender during its war against Hamas in Gaza, leading to thousands of civilian deaths. The system was used to identify potential targets for assassination, assigning scores based on characteristics matching known Hamas operatives. Despite being only 90% accurate, little human review followed the system's output, resulting in a high number of civilian casualties. The IDF denied using AI to identify terrorists and stated that strikes were carried out in accordance with rules of proportionality. However, the indiscriminate use of Lavender's output may explain the high civilian death toll early in the war. The IDF reportedly accepted up to 15 to 20 civilian casualties per strike and often targeted homes using automated systems with inaccurate estimations of occupants. The use of dumb bombs further increased civilian casualties. The situation highlights the importance of oversight and ethical considerations in the military use of AI. Tigran Gambaryan, a detained U.S. Binance staffer, is facing tax evasion charges in Nigeria amid a dispute between the government and Binance. Gambaryan, a former U.S. special agent known for his work in crypto tracing, has been held captive as a bargaining chip in the government's efforts to extract a massive fine from Binance. His conditions have deteriorated, and there are concerns about his safety. The U.S. government has not taken action in response to the situation, raising questions about the trend of hostage-taking laws targeting company workers. Gambaryan's case has been adjourned until April 19, while Binance's hearing was adjourned until April 8. The situation highlights the complexities of international legal disputes in the crypto industry and the lack of government intervention to protect detained individuals like Gambaryan. Sixth Street, a prominent investment firm on Wall Street, has made headlines for leading an investor group to launch a 14th team in the National Women's Soccer League, Bay FC. The firm invested $125 million in the team, including a league record expansion fee of $53 million. This investment was made possible by Sixth Street's $27 billion evergreen pool of private capital called DAO. In addition to Bay FC, the firm also owns stakes in the NBA's San Antonio Spurs and has investments in FC Barcelona and Real Madrid in Spain's soccer league. The firm is also known for its growth unit, which has raised funds for minority stakes in various companies. The Fortune's 100 Best Companies to Work For list has been released, with Hilton, Cisco, and Synchrony Financial taking the top spots. The list emphasizes diversity, career growth, and employee-focused cultures. Disney CEO Bob Iger won a decisive victory against activist investor Nelson Peltz. Women's share of executive roles dropped in 2023, raising concerns about gender parity. More U.S. companies are outsourcing white-collar jobs to the U.K. due to cost advantages. The text discusses the impact of Apple's Pro Vision goggles on classroom connectivity and educational experiences, exploring spatial computing and the potential for personalized learning. It questions the necessity of AI in education and considers the transformative potential of advanced technology in virtual learning spaces. The text discusses the state of generative AI in 2024, noting a decline in interest and overhype but also highlighting progress and advancements in AI models. It explores the concept of a lull phase following hype and raises questions about the impact of overhype on the industry, trust in AI technologies, and the balance between expectations and delivery.